Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm very happy this evening, as it's my final night shift at work, and from 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I have 20 days off, and that can only be good. Some of you may have caught my Audio Boo the other day about social media versus real life, and you may have noted I spoke about being mindful. And mainly meaning that when I'm out walking, I want to experience more. But it's got me thinking. I've listened back to a few boos in various of my Audio Boo friends' timelines. And it's got me thinking about mindfulness. And there are three people that stick out the most. And it would definitely be Paul O'Mahony, Nick Holloway-Vox and McColgan. Paul has done some fantastic boos on the subject of mindfulness, and there are too many to mention, really. And Mac has done some great boos while being mindful, and just recently, in the last week or so, he's done some great boos in the back garden, listening to the birds and just opening his mind to what's happening around him. And Nick Holloway-Vox, his story called Our Meal, you must search for that, hashtag Our Meal on Audio Boo. There is one particular snippet of audio in that series of boos that really sticks out in my mind. And the number of the Our Meal boo is number 22, and it's at 4 minutes in on number 22. Nick talks about the jingle trash that's filling his mind. He wants to experience what's happening to him, and he's on the beach, and he wants to experience the full effects of everything that's going on around him. But he's got the noise of the jingle trash in his mind, and it's driving him mad at the time, and he just can't push it out of his mind. And that's one of the things I want to try and do, I think. Because I've constantly got, you've got things in your mind, is adverts from the TV, Go Compare, and things like that. Just little jingles or little snippets of just meaningless crap that stick in the mind, and I just want to be able to push those things out. And next week, hopefully, in my first week of being off for those 20 days, I'm going to try a little bit of an experiment. A mindful experiment, and maybe it's a bit of training for me to try and be better at this. And I plan to walk and camp for 3 days alone. And the route that I'm going to be taking is called the Derwent Valley Heritage Way, and it follows the course of the River Derwent. And it starts up in the Peak District and works its way downstream, but I'm going to do it the opposite way. So I'm going to be following the river upstream, so uphill, and I'll be going from the hustle and bustle of the city to the fresh landscape at the source. So basically from the noise and the commotion to the silence at the source. And it's around about 70 miles, the route that I've just planned out. And that route, I think, signifies the experience that I'm hopefully going to have. I'm going to be going against the flow of the river, and from the noise in my mind, the jingle trash in my mind, and hopefully, by the time I reach the source, there'll be no one around, no noise, and it'll just be a fresh experience. And I'm going to try and be as mindful as possible. Because so many times in the past, I've just let things get in the way of my experiences. And I may have said before, I'm a newcomer to this, and it's only really been in the last 5 or 6 months that I've come to really understand and appreciate what being mindful really is. Obviously, I knew of the word. I knew what it meant, but I didn't know what it really meant and what it was all about. So it'd be a nice experiment. So I'll keep you updated, but I should be starting next Tuesday. So bye for now.